It's Friday. Tell us something good.
Tell me something good.
790-792-6278. You can post on our Facebook page.
Allison called. She's super excited. Her husband's coming home from the hospital after a 2-week stay.
Oh, wow.
Kids are super excited, too.
I bet. Good to hear. Justin, good morning.
Tell us something good.
I just made my last mortgage payment.
Wow.
Oh.
Huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. Oh, my God. You're going to live mortgage free. That's amazing. Good for you.
Yeah. Thank you. How
long of a, was it, like 15 or 30 year or what?
I actually paid it off in 6 years.
Jeez.
6 years?
Eva's going to ask for your number now. I know exactly how this always goes.
Well, no. What did you buy? Like Barbie's house?
How old are you?
No. 37.
37. Wow. You got your you-know-what together. Are you in a relationship, Justin?
Yes.
You are.
You are?
Well, lucky person.
With a girl or guy?
Guy.
Well, what does it matter?
Well,
he's taken.
I was going to get in line. Oh, 50% of those end up.
Yeah. That's nice, Eva. It's tell us something good. It's not, well, you're not going to last. That's for Monday morning at this time. Congrats, Justin. Good for you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too. Hope you stay together.
Thank you.
Bye. Natalie, hi.
Hi.
Tell us something good.
After 3.5 years of living in a first-floor apartment with a young child and now a second young child and noisy upstairs neighbors always waking them up, we are closing on our very first house next Thursday.
Oh,
that's awesome. No more
and
waking up the neighbors.
The 9-year anniversary of the day that we met, which I think is really cute.
Oh, that it just happened to be that day?
Yeah, it just happened to be that day.
Oh,
I was,
that's
like,
cool.
Looking at the paperwork, and I was like, that day seems really familiar. What's important?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, right. That's the day that we met.
Oh,
that's
and
right.
Where did you buy a house?
Bridgeton.
In Bridgeton. Nice. Beautiful.
Which is perfect because I'm from Washington County, and we live in Biddeford now, so I'm like a woods girl.
Oh, you're going to be in the woods in Bridgeton, that's for sure.
Yes, we will be.
Yeah, moving on up. In Bridgeton.
In the woods.
We're staying there forever. I'm never buying a house again. It's been the most hard
headache. I know. It's tough.
It's terrible.
Well, you say that now, and then you're going to, you know, someone's going to drive by a sign at some point, and you're going to go, oh, my God, our dream house is down the road.
You got two more kids.
God, probably, but hopefully. It's like having kids, you know. I said that about the first one. Not having another one, this is the worst thing ever.
Right, and then you have amnesia.
Right, you forget, and now I'm like, why did I do this? I knew this was bad, and I'm sure buying a home will be the same way. 10 years from now, we'll be like, oh, let's buy this house, and then I'll be like, no, this was a terrible idea.
The good news is that buying the second home is way less painful than childbirth.
Mm-hmm. At least physically.
No, the thing is, there's an epidural for childbirth. They don't give you an epidural for buying a house.
That's a good point. All right, congrats, Natalie.
Thank you.
Tell me something good.
On our Facebook page, Megan is going hunting tomorrow. Kids going to the grandparents. Larissa's got the kiddo with the parents this weekend, running away to Rhode Island for sorority alumni meetings.
Oh, going to raise a little hell there.
Marcy's daughter's baby showers tomorrow. Ashley starts vacation, got a baby shower this weekend. And Desiree's almost 9-month-old took her first few steps. Oh, that's so cute. I just was on the phone with Kyle's mom yesterday hearing about the nieces.
Right.
And, you know, what they're doing. And the little one, Clark, is very close to walking.
Oh, you'll probably get a little video soon.
I'll get the videos, yep.
Put one foot in front of the other. And soon you'll be walking across the floor.
Come on, Clarky.
Put one foot in front of the other. Soon you'll be walking out the door.
Or to the gay bar with Uncle Blake. Got to introduce you all to neighborhood friends, Clark. You got your walking feet.